Praise be Jesus and Mary. This weekend's readings explain to us the importance of the Word of God, not only the written Word of God in the Scripture, but also the Word of God made flesh, and how Our Lady, Mother of the Church, wants to bring us to these two sources of spiritual nourishment. The responsorial psalm says, "Your words, Lord, are spirit and life, refreshing the soul, rejoicing the heart." I would say there's probably not a single person in this entire world who could not use refreshment for the soul, at least from time to time. And so what the Scripture is teaching us is we can find refreshment for our souls in the Word of God. And we'll say again, that is the written Word, the sacred Scriptures, reading them, meditating upon them, and also the Word of God made flesh, the Holy Eucharist. And this is exactly what the celebration of Mass is comprised of, right? The liturgy of the Word and then the Eucharist. And so I would hope that every Sunday, and maybe every day if we go to daily Mass, you would find nourishment for your soul, refreshment for your soul in these two things. As the Church teaches in the Catechism, the Church has always venerated the divine Scriptures as she venerated the body of the Lord. Okay, so these two go together, the Scriptures and the Eucharist. Both nourish and govern the whole Christian life. And so again, these two things will nourish us and also direct our lives. And it's Our Lady, as spiritual mother, who leads us to these two sources of spiritual nourishment. The second reading talks about the mystical body of Christ. This is St. Paul writing to the Corinthians, explaining how we are all united, members of Christ's body, having been baptized and grafted into Him. And he says we each have a different place in this body. We each have a different part. Now you are Christ's body and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the Church to be apostles, other prophets, teachers, mighty deeds. Okay, some people have these roles in the body. But there's only one person who God has entrusted to be mother of this body, right? The Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of the head, and she is also mother of the body. Now, you are Christ's body and individually parts of it. That means Our Lady is our mother. She is our spiritual mother. She has been designated as Mother of the Church, and therefore, as Mother of this body, she's also entrusted with the task of nourishing the body. Right? That's what mothers do, is they nourish their children with spiritual food. And so that's what Our Lady does, drawing us to these two founts of nourishment, the Scriptures and the Holy Eucharist. And we see Our Lady prefigured in the Old Testament, today's first reading from Nehemiah. Again, throughout this reading, we see the importance of sacred Scripture. Nehemiah comes to the people of God, and he reads to them from the book of the law, that is the Pentateuch, the first five books written by Moses. And he reads from daybreak till midday. We've got to figure that's probably between 4 to 6 hours. And the people stayed there to listen. Can you imagine? I mean, this is how much love they had for the Word of God. And, you know, one of those books, I'm thinking of Leviticus in particular, is not that all that enthralling, is it? And yet for 4 to 6 hours, they stood there weeping, probably weeping for joy, just to have the Word of God be preached to them, but also for sadness, because they recognize how they've fallen short in observing the Word of God and keeping it. But here we have in this wooden platform, this is a prefigurement of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because it says a wooden platform had been made for the occasion. For what occasion? This occasion when the Word would be placed up there and presented to the people so that all people might see it in this platform standing higher up than any of the people. That's Our Lady. She was made for this occasion. What occasion? When the Word would come down from heaven and take flesh. And that Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception, was placed higher than all of the people. So that we would see in her the Word placed and presented to the entire world. Figured by the Magi, right? Coming from the East, Our Lady presents her Son, the Word made flesh, to them. And so this is a prefigurement of Our Lady, who again presents us with the Word of God, draws us to the Word of God. And such is the force and power of the Word of God, that it can serve the children of the Church as strength for their faith, food for the soul, and a pure and lasting font of spiritual life. So we saw the power of the Word of God in this first reading, enough to move these people to tears, to have them stay there for a long time listening to the Word of God. And the Church still teaches today that there is this power present in the Word of God. The Church forcefully and specifically exhorts all the Christian faithful to learn the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ by frequent reading of the divine scriptures, because ignorance of scriptures is ignorance of Christ. This is all citations from the Catechism, encouraging us to nourish our spiritual life with the Word of God. And so let's take this lesson to heart. I know all of us can use refreshment for the soul and rejoicing for the heart, and here we can find it in the Word of God written, and also in the Word made flesh in the Eucharist. May Our Lady draw not only us, but all souls throughout the world to these sources of nourishment and of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.